Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. As I mentioned before the break, we're talking with Linda Waterman, founder of Refresh Women, an organization for boomer women that encourages us to live the next best phase of our lives, re-energized, refreshed. Joining Linda today is Kathy Eckert, a boomer who has reinvented herself, living the next best phase of her life as the director of Au Pair Care in Charleston. It matches American families with international au pairs. So if you're a boomer raising grandchildren, you definitely need to listen. Together, they're going to be talking about an upcoming contest June 1st for Refreshed Women, and there's some nice giveaways for some lucky callers. Welcome, Linda.
Hello, Rebecca. I'm delighted to be here.
Glad to have you back again, and welcome, Kathy.
Hello, Rebecca. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here today. I know you're very busy.
My pleasure.
Well, Linda, I want to start with you. You've been on Let's Talk Boomers before, but we really haven't talked about Refreshed Women. You've been on this show because you've brought some wonderful guests. Kay Childs was our most recent one, who's an amazing dancer, and she's written her own book. But today, let's start the conversation with Refreshed Women. What is it?
Refreshed Women is really an organization for women 50 plus who are in transition. It's interesting, we reach a place when we hit around 50, maybe 45, where maybe we've finished an excellent career, maybe we've raised our children in its empty nest, maybe we are in the midst of caring for aging parents. There are different things happening in our life that demand a transition, a reinvention. And I think women are the masters of reinvention. I mean, we spend our lives adapting and being flexible to all the circumstances and people around us. And I think it's exciting to explore how to most successfully and joyfully reinvent our lives for every season that we're in.
Well, and I agree with that, because as women, we tend to reinvent ourselves to accommodate other people's needs. So what is really great about Refreshed Women, and I've attended the meetings, and I encourage you listening out there, we'll talk about those in just a minute, but what I really like about them, it's my time, to a certain degree.
Absolutely. It's so true. And to really begin to identify, what are my gifts, skills, and abilities? What am I passionate about? What do I really want to do? And then how can I use those at this season in life?
And how can someone listening out there learn about Refreshed Women?
They can simply go to www.refreshedwomen.com. Or if they'd like to speak with me in any way, refreshedwomen@gmail.com. I would be delighted to interact with them.
Okay, great. Now, Linda, in talking, you're passionate and positive about Refreshed Women and how it's so important that we think about reinventing ourselves. How did Kathy get involved with Refreshed Women?
Kathy is a dear friend, and I was so impressed with the way that she has done so many different careers and jobs in her life. The things would be made available. She identified them, and then she pursued them and had wonderful experiences. So the thing that also impressed me about Kathy and why she's here now, she does attend Refreshed Women, and she has a very exciting reinvention that she wants to share with us today about a topic that I think most of us know very little about, and I think it's fascinating. So I was delighted that she could be with us today.
And I am too. So Kathy, what Linda is referring to is you are now director of Au Pair Care in Charleston.
Yes, ma'am.
Which pairs international, you know, caregivers from around the world,
yes,
with families in the Charleston area. And I want to talk about that. But before I do, what was your journey to becoming director of Au Pair Care in Charleston? Because you weren't always the director, were you?
Oh, no, ma'am. As a matter of fact, I had a my original career was in the paper industry up in New York City, and my husband and I moved here, and we had a new baby, and what happened is I realized I was going to primarily be her caregiver at the time. I did not know that the au pair industry even existed, to tell you the truth. If I had it to do over again, I might do it differently.
I agree with you. We talked about that before the show. I'm like, I never even really thought about it.
I never knew and thought it was only for those people that were super affluent or something. But anyway, so along the journey, I was not satisfied doing nothing outside of the home, but I wanted to primarily focus on my children and their schedules and things like that. They went to a local Christian school that didn't have a bus, so I was the transportation mm-hmm. provider and all those things. So really, as I look back on all these different transitions, they were opportunities that came to me through other people. I would be in one situation and working, and someone would observe me. And at the right time when I needed a change, it would appear that they approached me, and I would think about it, pray about it, and realize that maybe this was the next step. So I've done everything from being the director of public relations for Benefit Focus, which most people in this area have heard about. It's a high-tech startup. At the time when I was hired, I think I was employee number 12.
Wow. And Benefit Focus has a lot more employees now.
A lot more employees and lot more square footage.
Yeah. So what a great impact to our community with the Sean Jenkins MUSC Children's Hospital.
Hey, I take credit for everything he's accomplished. Just ask him. He'll agree.
Well, you were one of the founding folks, so okay.
There you go. But I took some time off of not working at all to focus on our children and their sports. And then my daughter got her driver's license and I had some more time freed up. So that's an adaptation. You know, there's something else that changed. So I went to work at our children's school and did a couple different roles. One of them was running the lunch program. I was the director of the lunch program for the whole school, which was age three or four to 12th grade in high school.
And probably when you were in New York City, you never thought you'd be director of a lunch program at a school. But isn't that interesting?
I don't even like to cook. But fortunately, I didn't have to. I just ran the program. But anyway, in order for that program to be successful in a nonprofit type environment, I had to have volunteers. And this wonderful volunteer named Cindy was the former area director for Au Pair Care here in Charleston. And she observed the way I handled the children, the parents, the teachers, the business aspect of it, coordinating the vendors and all mm-hmm, that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And she thought I would be the right person to take over for her. She was going to pursue a different business that she had. So I interviewed and got the job. And I hate to admit this, but when I started, I didn't even know how to pronounce Au Pair.
That's so okay. Neither did my husband when he saw the emails earlier. So, yes.
I think I embarrassed myself in front of a number of my clients, but that's all right.
That's okay. That's okay. And if you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking today with two boomer women who have re-energized, reinvented themselves, Linda Waterman, founder of Refreshed Women. And we're talking right now with Kathy Eckert, who is the director of Au Pair Care for Charleston. We're talking, Kathy, really about how your life's journey as a wife, a mother, a volunteer, some PR work you did as well with Benefit Focus, different areas, how you took advantage. And I think this we all have to keep in mind as we think about reinventing ourselves, mm-hmm. just taking advantage that when opportunities present themselves that perhaps you weren't really expecting, it wasn't something that was on your radar, but you think about it and you go, well, I might like to try this. This might be something new and different, maybe even fun. So what is Au Pair Care Charleston that you are now director
of? Awesome. Well, I do need to point out that Au Pair Care is actually a California-based company, and okay. I am the local representative as the area director. And the first thing I did was research the company a little bit, and it is...
Good idea. It was a good idea.
Yeah. You don't want to step into something you know nothing about.
That would be... Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's the first premier au pair agency that was designated by the Department of State to legally sponsor au pairs in the United States.
Okay. And how long has it been around?
Over 20 years.
Okay.
And so I then looked, and this company partners with other agencies throughout the world to bring in young, mostly women, but sometimes men, ages 18 to 26, to come live with a host family. So it's an exchange program. Mm-hmm. And there's a training. We have a training class they go to in New Jersey when they first arrive. And then they come and live with the families for a year on what's called a J-1 visa. And there are certain aspects to that visa that dictate how the au pair's year mm-hmm. progresses. And it's the system's set up so there are protections for the families and the au pairs, basically.
Okay.
But to get back to your question, what intrigued me was this opportunity came along as I knew I was going to leave the lunch program because that was definitely not my calling. I did it, but it wasn't my calling. And I was looking for the next thing as my son was about to go to the governor's school in Hartsville. And the same week, my daughter was going to college. So I became an empty nester.
Quickly.
Much like someone launching twins, but I didn't have twins. So that was never my vision. It came as a complete surprise. And what I realized with this position is that what I was giving up with my daughter and being so involved in our kids' schools was that I'd be gaining access to a whole new group of international young people. I'd be making more new young friends, which I love. You know, I'm very comfortable in my skin and in my age and with my peers, but there's a part of me that loves to be around young people. And this gave me the opportunity not only to be with young people, but to expand my exposure globally. I now have friends that are back in Germany and Sweden and Brazil, and I keep in touch with them through all kinds of social media, and I just love that.
How wonderful. And so we have about a few minutes left now, but before we go to Lynn and talk about the upcoming contest, what is the cost?
Great question. Thank you for asking. It is so much more affordable than anyone realizes. Let's say you're a family of one, two, three, four, five, six children. It's under $8 an hour, which is around $350 a week. And this is for live-in childcare, up to 45 hours a week, 10 hours a day. And these young ladies have experience at home in childcare. They have a working knowledge of the English language. They have an international driver's license, and they can do anything from being an au pair, meaning working alongside the mom or dad if they choose to stay at home, to partnering with the parents or parent to raise the children to their standard. Because you live with this young person, you know, you can guide them in incremental steps as opposed to turning your children over to someone in an outside facility. If your children have health issues or you have multiple children like twins or triplets, you know, you're overseeing the finest details of their care through this young person that you live with 24/7.
That is wonderful. And with the boomer generation also, many of us are raising grandchildren.
Yes, ma'am.
Then that's really important information. And how can they reach you, Kathy?
Another great question. So our corporate website is aupaircare.com.
Aupaircare.com, A-U-P-A-I-R, aupaircare.com.
Yes. And my phone number is 843-469-8062. You can reach me that way. Or my first initial, K for Kathy, Eckert, at aupaircare.com. We also have a local Facebook page, which is Facebook.com, Au Pair Charleston.
Okay, and your email is K-E-C-K-E-R-T, and that's for Kathy Eckert at aupaircare.com.
Yes, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Linda, let's talk about that upcoming contest, June the 1st. What is that?
We are really excited because part of our monthly luncheons, which will begin again in September.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Part of that is that every luncheon month, we have someone come tell their story, just like Kathy has just shared her story with us. And so we're having a contest to give three prizes to the top three winners who have shared their story with me over the summer. So it's a 500 to 750 word kind of an essay, I guess, honestly, that just tells their story. And if they email it to me at refreshwomen@gmail.com, then we will be selecting three of those to win very special prizes in the fall at our first September lunch.
That is awesome. And what I'll also do is I'll put a link to that contest, Linda, so that listening out there, you can go to letstalkboomers.com and find a link to that Refresh Women contest. And let's talk about your book, Dancing in the Storm, Hope in the Midst of Chaos. What is it about?
Actually, that book was written during a time in my life, which is many times in my life, as with anyone in transition, where there was chaos going on everywhere.
Every day, then.
That's exactly right. So the book is really about coping with chaos. How do you handle chaos? And it goes through and helps you see your personality type and whether you do it with denial or whether you do it with structuring your life to try to manage it. Or it's a really fascinating book. I wrote it with a psychologist. So it helps you identify how did you cope with chaos and then give you some really excellent strategies on how to do it more effectively.
I love that. I need that.
I'll get you a copy, Rebecca.
Thank you, Linda. So how can a caller get a copy of that today as a giveaway?
Well, they'll be calling you because you are the perfect person to take those calls.
Okay. I will be more than glad to do that. So we'll mention that in just a second. Thank you, ladies, for being here, listening out there. If you want to learn more about the Charleston Au Pair Care opportunity here in the Charleston area, having an international caregiver and helping to care for your children, or it could be your grandchildren, just contact Kathy. And your email address again, Kathy?
K. Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T, at opaircare.com.
Great. And there's also a website, opaircare.com, that you can check out. And Linda, again, Refresh Women starting up in September. How can they reach you again?
Through my own email address, refreshedwomen@gmail.com. Or they're welcome to go to refreshedwomen.com and they can sign up for our newsletter and get more involved with Refreshed Women.
Great. And I am now going to give out that phone number for the first three callers to get a free copy of the book that Linda has written called Dancing in the Storm, Hope in the Midst of Chaos. I highly recommend it. I can't wait to read it. And that number to call is 843-693-0537, 693-0537. Thank you for being here. And Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.